I do believe tonight is historic.
Amen.
I really mean that. I'm not exaggerating. Not because this message will be particularly great, but I believe the Lord is bringing his seeking people to a point.
Amen.
And we are just among them here tonight.
Amen.
The Lord is serious about ending this age. In Revelation, a word was spoken. The bride or the wife has made herself ready.
Amen.
I'd like to ask you tonight, are you willing? Are you?
Amen.
Are you willing?
Amen.
Oh, be stronger.
Amen.
Are you willing?
Amen.
Oh, as the wife, as the counterpart, as the complement, are you willing to be made ready? Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Well, may the Lord use the speaking tonight
Amen.
To make us ready.
Yes.
Well, we have been enjoying, I believe, these peas. And the first ones were pleasure. God has a pleasure. Purpose. God has a purpose. That is to express himself. And plan. God has a plan to do this. And his plan is very much summed up in dispensing and mingling for expression. All creation gives the setting for this, as we just sang. And my, I enjoy your singing. That's going to be with me when I fly back to Anaheim.
Amen.
And even though it'll be 98 degrees, I'll be mindful of this.
Amen.
You're in my heart, and I hope I'm in yours.
Amen.
Amen. Well, creation was the preparation for the divine history, the preparation. And with the preparation, there was a wonderful picture given of what God has in mind. And it was very profound to go through our little Dick and Jane lesson this morning, to be impressed again with how simple it is what God wants to do. We have a song that says, be simple, don't be hardened. Drop your concepts, eat that tree. Eat that tree. Eat that tree. You see, this is what God wants. There was a problem. There was a problem. But I like the last point, but God.
Amen.
Forget the problem. Actually, we're here to give him a problem. You know, we're here tonight to give him a big problem.
Amen.
I really feel we're going to give him a problem.
Amen.
We're already a problem. We're going to be a bigger problem. Well, God is very serious about this purpose and this plan. So serious that he became a man. How will God carry out his plan? Through his dispensing of himself. And that began with the incarnation of Christ. God became a man.
Amen.
He stepped into human history. God became embodied. The Beloved One became embodied.
Amen.
And dwelt among us. What a big step. The mysterious God was now here. Oh, what a red-letter day in the divine history when God was incarnated.
Amen.
Forget Julius Caesar and Caesar Augustus. You know, all that was going on at that time. You know, the Roman Empire. They thought that was it. That's not it. Unknown to them, in a stable, and in a manger, God stepped into human history.
Amen.
Wow. Very interesting. You know what a manger is for? That's right. A manger is where the animals eat their food. Isn't it significant? Isn't it significant that God was laid in a manger? That's another reiteration of his intention. Eat me. Here I am. Eat me. Then he lived such a human life. Finally, there was a person on the earth that lived a life taking God as his source and as his supply. Amen. And living God out. Expressing the divine attributes, love, light, holiness, righteousness, through his corresponding human virtues. Oh, what a sight that was. What a man that was. You know, Peter, he was a tough guy. He was a fisherman. And John was a wimp. Sorry to say. You know, in Revelation, I was talking about the wild Christ last night, the wild Christ. You know, John wrote the Revelation. When he saw the wild Christ, you know what he did? He fainted. It says, I fell at his feet as dead. He fainted. But I tell you, whether a strong man or whether a wimp, there was something about that God-man that when he walked along the seashore and said, follow me, tough Peter left his net, and wimp John and his brother left their boat and their father in the boat, and they followed him. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
He left the Father in the boat. Because there's something about that one that said, follow me. He was just shining out God. You know, he wants to reproduce that. And he's doing it here this weekend. But still, for him to be merely among us, that is not enough. That's not far enough. God had something much more in mind. Mm-hmm. Not only does he want to be with us and among us, God's desire is to get right inside of us.
Amen.
But you know, it's hard to do that. Tim, you know, if I tried to get inside of Tim, you know, Tim, open your mouth. No, can do. Can't do it. I'm in the wrong form. I have to change my form if I'm to get inside of him. Well, that's exactly what God did. Right? And it's so misunderstood concerning the death of Christ. So misunderstood by religion. They get mushy. They get emotional. They're blind. They don't see what God was doing. What was God doing? God was, of course, taking care of all of the negative things from Satan, the problem, on the negative side. But on the positive side, by dying, it was like the grain of wheat, as John 12:24 says, falling into the ground and dying. If it falls into the ground, the shell breaks. The shell breaks. And within the shell, in there, there's a life germ. And by the shell breaking, the life germ can come out.
Amen.
By the Lord's death, the shell of his humanity was, in a sense, broken. So what would come out? Ha ha! The Spirit. God would come out as the Spirit.
Amen.
The divine life is out.
Amen.
You know, you have to realize when the Lord was being crucified, Satan, on the one hand, Satan was, you know, the Jews, come on, kill him, kill him, kill him. And the Romans, come on, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, come on, come on, come on. So they killed him. And then when he was on the cross, you know, the soldier, you know, put the sword, or sorry, the spear in his side. And out came what? Blood and water. And so Satan, just a moment ago, he was saying, come on, kill him, kill him, kill him. And then when that blood and water came in, Satan went, uh-oh. Hallelujah! That's right, uh-oh. Uh-oh. The life was relieved.
Amen.
Oh, I love this. This is the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, redemption comes out. Blood and the life. The water is flowing. You know something? It's still flowing.
Amen.
The blood is still flowing.
Amen.
And the water is still flowing.
Amen.
There's a mighty flow.
Amen.
That's why here tonight we're having such a time. That's why Eric just can't stop smiling. Because of this flow.
Amen.
Brother, you refresh my spirit.
Amen.
Keep smiling. I got a brother in the Bay Area, Larry Chen, does the same thing. Just smiles, smiles all the time. Hallelujah. It's hard not to smile.
Amen.
Well, not only was the life released, but in his resurrection, I tell you, the Lord became the life-giving spirit to do what? To impart himself. That released life now is imparted.
Amen.
Into us, making us the many sons of God.
Amen.
We're not a piece of paper, son. We are real sons.
Yeah, right.
We've been born of God.
Amen.
Who's your father?
God.
Who's your father?
God.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
We've been born of God. This is not a legal thing. This is an organic thing.
Yes.
We've been born of God. We're his many. Finally, God has that group of people. Oh, he is the Spirit, and we are his sons. And now, the dispensing one is no longer outside of us, but the dispensing God, listen, is now right within us.
Amen.
Do you realize? The Spirit is with your spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is with your spirit.
Amen.
The dispensing God now is right within you. So history now goes on. It goes on. So we come to tonight. The prototype had his process, and he gave a promise that out of our innermost being would flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
You see, the dispensing God is within us as we drink him. And tonight we're going to talk practically about drinking God.
Amen.
Do you know you could do it all day long?
Amen.
You say, but that's fanatical. Let me ask you. This is what I'm here for. I made the trip for this. I made the trip to tell you you can drink all day long.
Amen.
This is a big problem to Satan.
Amen.
People say, oh, that, you know, Satan would come. You know, if you, let me, when you comb your hair, listen to this, I can't wait. I can't wait for the men. When you comb your hair, you know, you can drink. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Don't laugh at me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Listen, I had a brother ask me that one time. An old brother. He was wise. I could tell a lot of stories about that old brother. One time, let me tell you two. One time he was talking about eating the Lord, just like we've been talking about this weekend. But you know, the interesting thing about us, we hear things, and we understand things, and we appreciate things, but sometimes we don't get into the things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just to hear it is one thing, and to understand it, that's another thing. And to appreciate it, sometimes if you really, oh, wasn't that good? Wasn't this retreat good? I'm not asking you. You know, it was really good. You know, we appreciate it, but we're still not in it. We're still not in it. So anyway, he was talking about feasting. You know, and I was sitting there, and I was thinking to myself, boy, I've heard this before. Problem was, I was sitting on the front row. And he knew me, this old man. He knew me, and he knew what was going through my mind. So as I was sitting there thinking, he must have been able to read it in my eyes. So he said, Paul, he stopped his message. Don't worry, I'm not going to do that to you. Stopped his message. He says, Paul, he said, did you feast today? So I sat there and my mind went like a Pentium 10. If I say yes, it's not entirely true. If I say no, it wouldn't look good. So I'm sitting here on the front row. He knows me. As a matter of fact, I was driving him around that summer. So I went like this. I said, yeah, just like that. Yeah, I feasted. Yeah. You know what he said? Just like this. Really? You know that those angels we were talking about? They all knew. Plus all the people in the room knew. Lily, you might even have been there. Everybody knew the answer was no. I hadn't feasted. I might have snacked, but I sure hadn't feasted. Well, then another time I was sitting on the front row. This time he was talking about living Christ. So I was sitting there and I was thinking the same thing. Thinking, well, I've heard this before. So he was speaking away and all of a sudden again he stopped. And he said, Paul? Said, oh, no. He was talking about doing things with Christ. That's what I want to talk about tonight. He said, Paul, he said, did you comb your hair with Christ today? You know what I did? I just looked at him and smiled. The answer was no. But I didn't want to get one of those reallys. So I just... Well, why did I bring that up? That's right. I tell you. We need to do things with Christ.
Amen.
And He is right within us as the dispensing God.
Amen.
Flowing. But He needs our drinking.
Amen.
And we can drink Him all day long.
Amen.
Can you imagine if we would drink Him all day long? Mingling would be going on all day long. An expression would be coming out all day long. Satan will come. Oh, now that is fanatical. That is too much. Aren't you being a little too much? You know, that same Satan would encourage people to go and sleep outside. Lined up for a ticket to a sporting event. How many of you have done that? Don't raise your hand. But that's not fanatical. That's all right. But to drink the Lord, oh, then he'll come. No. Oh, that's too much. Too much. Well, listen. You ever heard of the word overcomer?
Amen.
Well, overcomer is somebody that's too much.
Amen.
but not in big, big things, in little things. Well, just wait. We'll get to that. A promise. We're on the promise. If you drink him, he'll flow out of you as rivers of living water.
Amen.
If you eat him as the living bread, my goodness, it says you'll live forevermore. An expression will come out. The eternal life will come out. The flowing river will come out. An expression will come out because mingling has been going on. And you have been constituted into God himself. Let me ask you again tonight, who are you?
God.
Little chicken. Little bit of a chicken flavor there. Let me ask you again. Who are you?
God.
This is not a joke. Let me ask you again. Did you receive him?
Yes.
Do you eat him?
Yes.
Do you drink him?
Yes.
Is he your food?
Yes.
Is he being digested by you?
Yes.
Assimilated by you?
Yes.
Is he becoming your tissue?
Yes.
Fiber?
Yes.
Constituent?
Yes.
Then who are you?
God.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
This is why I say you need to reconsider this. Amen. Think about it.
Amen.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are afraid to think. Don't be afraid to think, but think about this.
Right.
Don't think about how poor you are. Think about this. You won't think you're so poor. Oh, who are you eating? God. Who are you digesting? Who is mingling himself with you as the living bread? God. Who are you becoming? God. Oh, a group of people that are God. And who are you being fitted together with? One another. To be the corporate entity for God's eternal expression. We brothers are talking, you know, what came out this morning, it was quite spontaneous about, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. Didn't you enjoy that?
Yes.
You know, oh Lord, that is the dispensing. Life comes into. The word with dispensing, the key word is into. Into. But when that life comes into you, it is not stagnant like that donut we talked about last night. It doesn't just sit there. This is the living bread, the living water. This living bread is active. It works. It mingles. It knows what it wants. This bread knows what it wants, and it starts working right away. The only thing you need to do is take it in, take it in, take it in. Then right away it will start working. It may point at some things in you, in your being. And you know what you need to do? Oh, Lord. And then you need to say, amen. Don't say but or wait or anything else. Just amen. Then when you say amen, I like that. Oh, Lord. Amen. You know, I feel right now is going on. I believe it. That's why tonight's historic. And then eventually, dispensing, that's into. Mingling, that is with. He is with. He is with. He is with. Into, with, and then expression is out from.
Amen.
Out from. Out from us. Into us, with us, and then out from us.
Amen.
Out from us.
Amen.
What will come out from us? God.
Amen.
People will look. I don't know what it is about those people, but God is there.
Amen.
We had a meeting one time. We were in a basement. Down in that basement, a brother, you know, it had a drop ceiling. And I don't know if we were going, amen, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah, one day, but, you know, the brother jumped up and, you know, said, hallelujah, put his fist right through the drop ceiling. So there it was, the ceiling with a hole in it. So then a man came, the father of one of the young people. And he was sitting there, and we had one of the meetings where everybody spoke. And we were just enjoying, we were just enjoying. So at the end of the meeting, that man said something. Because everybody else said something, so he probably figured, well, everybody's supposed to say something. That's right. So you know what he said? He said, well, he says, I'm a visitor here. I'm Bruce's father. And he says, I'm a Catholic. And he said, but I'd just like to say one thing. God is here. I just about fell out of my seat. That's 1 Corinthians 14. That's 1 Corinthians 14. God is here. What came out? God came out. So people say, I don't know, but God's there. God is there. That's expression. God is there. This is what people need to see. God. They need to see God. God is driven that people would see God. So let's say it. Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? Not like that. Let's say it. Let's declare it.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
One more time.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He means it. Let's do it.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This dispensing God is right within us. And who are we?
God.
But according to our outline, we're his propagation.
Yes.
Right? We're his children that look like him from the front. We're his propagation. We're his reproduction. And just like with the prototype, there was a process. With the propagation, there's a procedure. Amen. And we, Lord, come in.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
May you come in.
Amen.
That we would see the procedure. Amen. And then see the practicality Amen. Of the procedure.
Right.
We're his propagation. And the propagation and its procedure and the whole picture concerning God's purpose and plan was eventually revealed to the apostles and the prophets in their spirit.
Amen.
This was not a small thing. I mentioned to you this morning, they tried to kill the Apostle Paul. Because the instigating Satan knew that the Lord was about to reveal to Paul this whole picture. And Satan, up till today, likes to keep this hush, hush. Hush, hush. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about dispensing. Don't talk about mingling. Don't talk about expression. Just be good. Just be good. Just love one another. Don't misunderstand me. This kind of talk. But let's not talk about dispensing. Because he knows when that happens, there'll be the smile on the face and the spring in the step. And sooner rather than later, he will get crushed.
Amen.
Well, the apostles, they began to see. Actually, Paul began to see before he was thrown into prison. When he was on the road to Damascus, persecuting Christians, the Lord came in, knocked him down, and said, Saul, Saul, why are you kicking against the goads? And Saul says, Who are you, Lord? He says, who are you, Lord? The Lord answered, I am Jesus. Why are you persecuting me? Me. Paul is thinking, wait a minute. Who are you? I don't have any problem with you. Lay off. I'm against these crazy people. I'm against these people that are going, Lord Jesus, just like we did tonight. You know, that's the way they were in the beginning. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is recovering something. Yeah. Calling. That's drinking. That's dispensing.
Amen.
These people were drinking. Amen. Jesus, Jesus. Paul is thinking, look, I don't have any problem with you. I'm against these people. But then that voice said, me. So then right at that moment, light began to dawn. Paul realized, wait a minute. The me and the people are one.
Amen.
They are related. That's why they're going, Lord Jesus. The more they go, Lord Jesus, the more they are becoming that corporate me. So Paul, from that moment, he began to see the matter of Christ and the church. He began to see the matter of the head and the body. He began to see the matter of the great universal person, the one new man.
Amen.
And he realized, oh, the way God is carrying that out is through his dispensing.
Amen.
Those people aren't crazy. They're drinking.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. I don't know if he was so clear about the or the hallelujah, but at least he realized, my, something is happening. Something is happening when they're calling Lord Jesus. And then eventually he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, you realize, my goodness, more. Paul is seeing more. He's seeing more. It talks about, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about infants. It talks about birth. Then it talks about feeding. We don't have time to read it. Then it talks about eating and drinking. And then it talks about growth. He says, God makes to grow. If you're taking care of a new one, don't get bummed out. Just feed. Just feed. God makes to grow.
Amen.
That really takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
God gives the growth.
Amen.
But then Paul went on. He told the Corinthians, you are God's farm. You are God's cultivated land. What were they growing on that farm?
Rice.
Don't be chicken. It wasn't a chicken ranch. It was a farm. What were they growing there?
Christ!
He says, you are God's farm, cultivated land, comma, God's building. You know, I got a degree in Latin. And we have a phrase in Latin called non sequitur. Non sequitur. It doesn't follow. That's what non sequitur means. That doesn't follow. Farm, building, woo. One is the plant life and the other is mineral. What is this? My goodness, that's the living bread and the living stone.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Amen.
Paul realized as you eat, as you drink, as you enjoy, as you grow, you are constituted into something precious, solid, that fits for God's building.
Amen.
Oh, what a revelation. You see, they began to see, aren't you glad? Because they saw we could be here making history tonight. Then Paul, in 2 Corinthians, he talked about beholding and reflecting. Beholding and reflecting as a mirror. The glory of the Lord are being what? Transformed into?
Same image.
The same what?
Image.
Isn't that what God talked about in Genesis 1?
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha. You see, the same image, beholding and reflecting. You know what that is? Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beholding, that is, oh, Lord. Then, and. That is, and then reflecting is hallelujah. That is expression. Beholding and reflecting. Beholding and reflecting. Listen. From glory to glory. That means little degree, little degree. Don't leave here this weekend thinking, well, if I'm not completely changed by tomorrow, I'm giving this all up. If Satan couldn't keep you, couldn't pull you back from coming here this weekend, he'll change tactics and try and push you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Be transformed now, 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 Tim, now. Are you different? No, forget it. No joke. Oh, from glory to glory, little bit, little bit. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. Little by little, little by little, little by little, little thing by little thing, we're being transformed. Being transformed. Being. It is a process. It's a procedure. Into the same image. Even as from the Lord's Spirit. The source of this dispensing and transforming is the Lord Himself within us, who is the Spirit. You see, they saw. Then how about Peter? Peter. I love him. I'm looking forward to meeting Peter. Simon W. Peter. Simon, wrong. Again, give him a British name, Simon W.A. Peter. Wrong again. Peter, listen. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2, he talked about being born again. Being born again by the Word of God. Then, was that the end of the book? Good luck. You've been born again. Good luck. Good luck, son. If you would have looked like me from the front, I would have given you another chance. No. After talking about being born again, he says, as newborn babes do what? Desire the pure milk of the Word. Oh, saints, tonight, do you desire? You need to stand with your spirit and say yes. Deep within you, you desire. You desire to eat. You desire to drink. You desire the dispensing. Desire the pure milk of the Word that you can what? Grow. Grow into salvation. If you have tasted that the Lord is good. Have you tasted? Are you tasting right now?
Amen.
Let's do it one more time. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. This is to taste. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. That will only work if you exercise your spirit. Don't treat it like some formality. But if you really, oh, Lord, amen, oh, hallelujah. My goodness, you're tasting the Lord is good.
Amen.
Then Peter goes on, another non sequitur. Peter goes on, right after talking about, you know, feeding and growing unto salvation, he says, coming to him a living stone. What's with these apostles? I tell you, they saw the vision. They saw what God is doing. This living bread is the living stone. This one that you eat, that you taste, that you enjoy, he reproduces himself. He's the living stone, and he makes you living stones. Because what does he want? He wants what Peter called a spiritual house. A spiritual house. This is what God wants. Different metaphors. Body, head, spiritual house. Same thing. A framework. But you know, this spiritual house does what? Verse 9 of 1 Peter 2. That you may what? Tell out the virtues. Tell out the virtues. Amen. What is this? My goodness, this is just why God made you the way he made you. That from your spirit, he would spread out into your mind, emotion, will, and express the divine attributes through your corresponding human virtues. Amen. Peter realized that by eating and drinking the Lord and mingling with the Lord, that the Lord would be able to express himself Amen. Through you. Right. So that corporately we're here telling out, telling out. You don't even need to use words. I saw a slogan one time, says, always preach the gospel. Use words if necessary. I tell you, even if you don't say anything, of course we need to, but even if you don't, my goodness, just by looking, we're telling out. We're telling out the virtues Amen. Of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Praise the Lord for the apostles. They saw. What did they see? They saw the procedure. Now we want to go through this. Lord, unveil us.
Amen.
The procedure begins. Notice, this is a procedure that begins with something. It begins with regeneration. Now let me ask you, what part of your being is regeneration involved with? That's right. It all begins with our spirit. The procedure for the propagation begins in the spirit. This is the beginning, point one under B, of our direct and intimate involvement in the divine history. It began when Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord got into his spirit. Ha ha! That organ that God made specifically to contact and receive him had realized its potential. And the same with all of us. When we said, "Lord Jesus," the thing is, saints, this is just the beginning. Tim was telling me a story, or Mark. Mark was telling me a story as we were on the ferry. A cartoon strip that he used to read. Been born again. Been born again. That was the character. Been born again. You know, like, I've been born again. Well, the thing about this character, was that was it. He had been born again. And all he was looking forward to was one day he would go to heaven. He had been born again. That was it. But that's just the beginning. That's only the beginning. Our spirit, we have a song that called our spirit the beachhead. Yeah. There's a beachhead in our spirit.
Amen.
God needs a beachhead because he has an operation. And his operation is not just to get into our spirit. It's to get into our spirit as the beachhead so that he could spread through all of our being.
Amen.
There's a procedure here. And our spirit is just the beginning. Regeneration is just the beginning. That which is born of the Spirit is our human spirit.
Amen.
Birth is not the end. Satan is laughing at millions of Christians who have stopped at being born again. We love them. They're sincere. They're genuine. But they have stopped. How could God ever carry out His purpose with infants, a bunch of little kids crawling around? Is that what God wants?
No.
Point two. The believers now being God's sons with God's divine life and nature. This is the beginning. We already mentioned John 1, 12, and 13. We were born of God. We have received His life. 2 Peter 1, 4 says, we are partakers of the divine nature. You need to consider this. You have God's life. You have God's nature. You are a legitimate son. But, point three, the believers now, in order to have God's image, appearance, and expression, need to grow in life by the Christ within them growing and increasing through the God-ordained means of eating Him.
Amen.
Consider little kids. You know, they're born. What is the first thing they do? They come out. It's not that they're mad. Why did you do this to me? I don't want to be here. No, they're crying. I want food. I want something in my mouth. You need to grow. And now, through regeneration, aren't you glad you've been born again?
Yes.
Now, Christ is in the believers as the Spirit, in your spirit, to dispense Himself continually from within you. Will you let Him do it? I want to move on because I want to hear from you tonight. See, the procedure goes on. Sanctification, renewing, and transformation. Actually, these are interesting words, right? Sanctification. I don't know what your thought about sanctification, renewing, transformation. What is that? Something like that? No. These are New Testament terms describing the issue of the continual dispensing and mingling. The metabolic process that is going on in the believers as Christ grows within them. As you keep drinking, as you keep breathing, as you keep eating, you are being renewed in where? Your mind. The Bible talks about being renewed in your mind. Where is your mind? That is part of your soul. So from the Spirit, God's intention is to move out from the beachhead in our... We used to sing this, you know. From the beachhead in our spirit to our mind, emotion, will.
Amen.
God will spread through all our being and our vessel wholly fill. He will cast out all rebellion, change our darkness into light. Satan's kingdom will be swallowed and Christ will reign with might. Well, that one would have good actions to it. From the beachhead in our spirit, God's intention is to spread into our mind, emotion, will. Sanctification, renewing, transformation describes that spreading process into our soul. As we eat, digest, and assimilate Christ as our spiritual food day by day. I hope when you leave here this weekend, your thought is not, whoa, we had our retreat, we had a big dose, I'm going to take a vacation. You know, Lord's Day evening, you'll think, oh, I'm just going to take a vacation. Then we have failed. Or Monday comes, oh, this is my day off. I'm going to take a vacation from eating and drinking. I don't want to be too much. You know, we did a lot of that. Oh, Lord, mingle, amen, hallelujah. I need to take a rest. We don't want to be too much now, do we? We do. Will you be an overcomer?
Amen.
Will you be an overcomer?
Amen.
That means on the Lord's Day evening, after the retreat is over, you're still drinking.
Amen.
You're still eating.
Amen.
You're still breathing.
Amen.
And the Lord is mingling.
Amen.
And He's coming out. He's coming out. He's coming out. I'd like to come and visit you again, and I'll see the difference.
Amen.
In a few years, I'll see the difference. Day by day. As we eat, digest, and assimilate Christ, He becomes the very fibers, tissues, and constituent of our inner being.
Amen.
He's the living bread, as I mentioned. He's active, working. He knows exactly what He's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is take Him in.
Amen.
You need to take Him in.
Amen.
You don't have to teach your stomach how to digest, how to assimilate. It knows. This bread is living. It knows what it's doing. It knows how to do it. You just need to take Him in and just say, amen.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
Amen.
His aim. He has an aim. You know, that purposeful God we talked about last night, He's in you now. He's in you now.
Amen.
He has an aim. He has a purpose, that is to move out from your spirit into your mind, that you would think His thoughts, into your emotions, you would love with His love, into your will, you would decide with His deciding. You would be the glove to His hand. This is His aim. There's a verse in the Bible that Christ may make His home in your heart. That is what we are talking about. Spreading from your spirit into your soul, that is for Him to make His home in your heart. Before I came to meet that old man and many of the saints I've known for many years, I never heard about that verse, Christ making His home in my heart. What is this? What is this? This is God's aim. That we would tell out the virtues of the One who called us. He becomes the unique material for the building up of His body by this procedure. And then finally, point D. We're about to come to the practicality. Point D. Confirmation and glorification. Well, if regeneration has to do with your spirit, and if sanctification, renewing, and transformation has to do with your soul, then confirmation, issuing, culminating in glorification has to do with what? Well, isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Don't you enjoy the Lord in your spirit? And sometimes the Lord does shine in our soul. Can you imagine what it'll be when the Lord saturates all the way through to our body? Whew. Right now, you know, I'm perspiring a little bit. I'm a little tired. I'm wondering why there isn't a fire baking me in the back here. Can you imagine what it'll be like when the Lord makes it all the way through to our body? Woo!
Amen.
Glory. We have this song, glory, glory.
Christ is life to me.
Amen.
Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit, he's the mystery. Then the glory he will be to me. What is glory? That is God expressed.
Amen.
God will saturate our whole being and be expressed. Come out of us as glory. Right now, he's growing in us just like a little seed. You know, people look at us, they say, well, what's with these people? You know, there is something unusual about them, but, you know, what they don't realize within us, something is going on. Something is going on. And then eventually, just like a seed, you don't know what's going on underground there. There's a seed, but you know, you look at the ground, nothing's going on. Then all of a sudden, a sprout, a little sprout. Whoa, what is this? What is this? Well, it's just a sprout. It grows, grows, grows. And then eventually, a bud. There's a bud. Whoa, look at that, a bud. And then eventually, a flower. A flower. That is glory. The blossoming is the glory. That is what is happening with us. In our spirit, nobody can see it. Nobody can see it. Oh, Lord, amen. Oh, Lord, amen. Oh, Lord. But then one day, hallelujah! People, whoa! The Lord's coming is not only going to be from the heavens. The Lord will come from within us. Hallelujah! Thessalonians has a verse, when he shall come to be admired in his saints.
Amen.
Oh, isn't this wonderful? Amen. This is God's aim.
Amen.
What a God we have. Isn't this exciting? Amen. I wouldn't be doing or talking about anything else.
Amen.
I think I'd go to Alaska to talk about this.
Amen.
Well, better watch it. Might be there next month. Point one, the believer's arrival corporately at God's image, appearance, and expression through continual day-by-day dispensing and mingling. Paul talks about beholding and reflecting, are being transformed into the same image, the same glorious image. This is what God in eternity past saw, dreamed about, desired, decided upon, and planned for. How about it?
Amen.
Spirit, soul, body.
Amen.
Well, this procedure has a practicality. This procedure, point A under 10, as our share in the divine history, is very practical and attainable every minute. Everything in our life can work toward God's goal.
Amen.
Everything.
Right.
Oh, this really excites me.
Amen.
Everything. Good things, bad things, things you think are mistakes, things that you think are accidents, everything can work toward God's goal.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
You know, that means when you wake up in the morning, my goodness, another day to gain Christ.
Amen.
Oh, another day full of all kinds of things.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is an overcomer.
Amen.
This is an overcomer.
Amen.
You know, an overcomer is not St. Paul Bunyan. You know, some big spiritual giant. An overcomer doing big things. No, an overcomer is one who is involved with the little things. The little things, faithfully with the little things. An overcomer is a drinker, a breather, an eater, a digester. That is an overcomer. And that is how the bride will make herself ready. Point B, in everything and all things. Let me read you, or I'll refer to these verses. I want these words to be burned into you tonight.
Amen.
In everything and all things.
The Word of God is very categorical. It's very absolute. It doesn't say certain things. It says everything. It says all things. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. It says, be anxious. Just for the real bad things. And in pretty much everything. No. It says, be anxious for nothing.
Amen.
No thing. No thing. Nothing. But it says, in everything. Everything.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything.
Amen.
By what? Prayer. And petition. With thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I had an old friend. He's gone, passed away. He used to always, he was from Hawaii. He couldn't pronounce things too well. So he was, instead of thank you, he'd say, thank you. Thank you. He's always said, thank you, Lord. I can still hear him. Thank you, Lord. He had hair that stuck up, you know, and he'd go, thank you, and his hair went like this. Thank you, Lord. I used to consider, you know, that's a little much, but he was drinking. He was drinking. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In everything, by prayer, that is drinking. Petition, that is drinking. With thanksgiving, that is drinking. Let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
And then it says, the peace of God that passes knowledge will mount guard like a soldier over your heart, the source, and over your thoughts, the issue. But what I would like to stress is the in everything.
Yes.
Is your God small?
No.
In your experience, he may be. And that's because you don't let him in to everything. You need to let him in.
Amen.
When that old brother said, Paul, did you comb your hair with Christ? And then later I heard concerning that old brother that when he took his medicine, he prayed for a long time before he took it. And then my eyes began to open up. Christ wants to be involved with everything. And I began to see that dispensing is not our doctrine here.
Right.
But dispensing is something we can experience in everything. Have you ever thought about brushing your teeth with Christ? This old brother asked that question. Do you brush your teeth with Christ? I'm not joking. I do this now. Lord, I like to dry off with you. Lord, dry off all of the water of the world off of me. Some of you are laughing. Try it. Try it.
Amen.
This is to drink. This is dispensing.
Amen.
You are praying from your spirit. You are touching the dispensing God.
Amen.
Lord, I like. And then you go from the washroom and or from the bathtub. You go to the sink. Lord, as I'm putting on this aftershave, Lord, apply, anoint me.
Amen.
I'm not joking. Then as you unsnarl your hair, you say, Lord, unsnarl my being. Lord. Lord, make my will pliable yet strong. I'm not joking. Don't laugh. Don't belittle what I'm sharing. This is what God wants. This is to drink the Lord. This old brother was fellowshipping about
Philippians chapter 4, he said, you know, in nothing be anxious. Sure, a lot of times when we've got a problem, we pray. We pray, oh, Lord, and we drink. We do drink. But it says in everything. After that brother talked about with the anxieties, you bring the anxieties. Lord, I'm having a hard time. I've got a test tomorrow. Lord, I didn't study. You may get a drink, but you might not get help to pass the test. You got to study. But our thought is, well, I'll pray for that. But this brother said, when I take a walk, he said. And he says, when I take a walk, I say, Lord, I'm going to take a walk. Lord, walk with me.
Amen.
Walk with me. Strengthen me. Sustain me. And then he said, this is to drink the Lord.
Amen.
Not just in negative situations. Not just when we're in trouble. But in everything. In everything.
Amen.
And in all things.
Amen.
Paul says, I can do all things in Him.
Amen.
Who empowers me. I can do all things in Him.
Amen.
All things. Everything and all things.
Amen.
Let's all say that.
Everything and all things.
Sisters.
Everything and all things.
Brothers.
Everything and all things.
Oh, in everything and all things.
Amen.
Bring Him in. The Lord, you know, in Revelation it says, I'm standing at the door knocking. Let me in. Let me in. If you let me in, I'll feast with you. What does that mean? If you bring the Lord in to your situation, you will have the dispensing.
Amen.
And then you will have the mingling. And then God will have His expression. Saints, how about it?
Amen.
Then you comb your hair. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Try it. You will find out how fine and proper a person the Lord is. Lord Jesus. I don't know how I looked that day that this brother said, Paul, did you comb your hair with Christ? Maybe it was kind of sticking up. So I was just there. But you know, try it. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And then you go and read the Bible. Lord, I don't want to read the Word without you. Lord, try that. Try that. It'll turn from the dead letter into the living Word.
Amen.
Then as you go down, and Lord, eat with me. Eat with me. Lord, eat with me. Lord, I like to chew you. Lord, I like to digest you. Lord, I like to assimilate you. And then as you're at your computer at work, Lord, work here with me. Lord, come in. Lord, come in. Come into my job. Come into my relation with my family. Lord, come in. Lord, I'd like you to come in everything.
Amen.
Lord, I'd like you to come in.
Amen.
I like to read these verses from Philippians chapter 4 because there's a secret here. And Paul called it a secret. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You know, Paul said, pray without ceasing. And I used to read that. I said, who could do that? I used to always think of the Jews at the Wailing Wall. You know, they're there, you know, like bobbing their heads, pray without ceasing. I said, we can't do that. When are you going to eat? How are you going to drink? How are you going to do a job if you pray without ceasing? Then, you know, the religious thought comes in. Well, I'm going to have to be a monk. Just certain people can do that. I tell you, to pray without ceasing means to do everything in Him.
Amen.
Everything with Him. Let Him in. It is possible to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Paul goes on to say, and the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. And then I'm skipping to verse 12 in the same chapter. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound in everything and in all things. Paul says, in everything and in all things, I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. Verse 13, I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. How is your Christ? Small? When you get together with your family, what do you talk about? World Series? Football? The weather? What do you talk about? What is in you? What is moving in you? In the Song of Songs, chapter 5, there's the seeking one. And she, in that marvelous book, is looking for her beloved. And she's going through the city asking, where is my beloved? Have you seen him? Where is my beloved? She was going through Jerusalem. And the young women of Jerusalem were there. And they said, what's your beloved more than another beloved? What's so special about him? What if somebody tonight, right now, were to ask you, this Jesus of yours, what's so special about him? What could you say? Think about it. I'm not here to give a good message tonight. I'm not a good speaker. I don't care for good messages. I care for how much Christ is in you.
Amen.
Because that is what God is doing.
Amen.
That is for His expression. What would you say if somebody asked you, what's your Christ? What is your Christ? Would you hand them some doctrine? Would you give them something out of a can? Some stock answer? Well, he's God. He's I tell you, this seeking one. What's my beloved? She started from the top of his head and described him to the bottom of his feet. And the thing that was the best about him was his mouth. Because she spoke to him and he spoke to her.
Amen.
So she knew him. And after she got finished, those skeptical young ladies from Jerusalem told her, she said, where is your beloved? That we could seek him with you. How do you come to know Christ? How do you come to gain Christ? I tell you, you need to spend time with him. You need to let him in. You need to have a time, maybe tonight, where you go before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm starting to see what you're really after. But Lord, I'm short. I don't drink much. I don't eat much. At the retreat I do, but when I go home it's different. Lord, I need to see something.
Amen.
I need to see how real and how available and how practical you are.
Amen.
Lord, I need to see you in new terms. I need to see you and your availability in a new way.
Amen.
Lord, I need to see my life under a different light. Lord, I need to see you in everything and in all things. Lord, I need to learn the secret. The Lord is right in you, and you can speak to him all the time. It's now 2000. The Lord said in Revelation, I come quickly, yet it is 2,000. Why? Because he doesn't have that counterpart. Because he doesn't have a group of people in whom he is the very fiber. He is the very tissue. He is the very constituent. And he doesn't have that group of people because he has not gained a group of people that would bring him in to everything. That would live him. When he gets that group of people, he'll do the digesting. He'll do the assimilating. He will do the constituting. But he'll never force. That's one thing I've learned about the Lord. He can do everything, but you have to let him in.
Amen.
Will you do it?
Amen.
I'm here asking you tonight to go to the Lord and spend some time to consider in terms of in everything and in all things. We need, dear saints, to learn this secret.
Yes. Amen.
This old man said, this is to drink the Lord. Lord, I'm going to visit my parents. Strengthen me and sustain me. What are you doing? Drinking. You do that. You do that for a period of time. And then somebody asks you, what about your Christ? I tell you, you will have a lot to say.
Amen.
Because he's real.
Amen.
The Christian life is not a matter of huge things. If it was a matter of huge things, few of us could live it. I tell you, the Christian life, the more I go on, the more I realize it is a matter of the little things.
Amen.
And that is the issue here. Will the Lord be allowed in to the little things?
Amen.
To turn your routine day into a day full of drinking. Eating,
Amen.
Breathing,
Amen.
Digesting,
Amen.
Assimilating,
Amen.
And expressing.
Amen.
This is his purpose. This is his plan with a practicality.
Amen.
Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. To those who love God. All things
Amen.
Are working together. Will you let him in? Ephesians 4:15. Holding truth in love. May grow up into him. In all things.
Amen.
Who is the head? How is the Lord going to head up all things in Christ? It's when we grow up into Christ as the head in all things. Have you ever heard this before? P- Point one. We can bring Him into everything. We can do all things in Him and with Him. We can tell Him everything. We are not orphans. You realize Christians act like orphans? The Lord said, I will not leave you as orphans. But Christians act like orphans. They act like the Lord is gone. So what do they resort to? Pictures, crosses, statues, reminders. The last verse that the Apostle Paul ever wrote was the last verse in 2 Timothy. He was that close from being martyred. You know what he said? The Lord be with your spirit. Amen. Grace be with you. Amen. In other words, Timothy, drink. Amen. Exercise your spirit, Timothy, to drink.
Amen.
Grace be with you.
Amen.
The enjoyment of the triune God be with you.
Amen.
Timothy. Be in the dispensing, Timothy.
Amen.
You're not an orphan. The Lord is right within you.
Amen.
Will you let Him in? Try it.
Amen.
Will you try it?
Amen.
Try it. I'm not preaching something that I don't know. I'm practicing this. This has made me crazy. I already was half gone. Now I'm all the way.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
What a Christ we have.
Amen.
He's good for everything.
Amen.
I love to bring Him in. The more I do it, the Lord doesn't say, now, Paul, you're being too much. Now, Paul, just relax. Back off a little bit. The Lord hasn't told me that yet. I'm bringing Him into everything. That's why I got a lot to say. I talk too long. We all need to be that way.
Amen.
We can tell Him everything.
Amen.
You know, our problem is we like to stew. You know, we know all this, but then when a problem comes, we think, oh. So you're there, you know, stew, bubbles. We have a warped appreciation of that. We just like to be in the soup. But you know, that robs us of our time and gives Satan the time. Do you realize all that Satan has left is time? The Lord says, it is finished. And the Lord said, it is done. And in Revelation, when eventually he gets cast out from the heavens to the earth, it says he's in a great rage. Why? He knows he has but a short time. The more you bubble in your circumstances without telling the Lord, the more time you give to Satan. Let's cut his time short.
Amen.
Let us cut his time short.
Amen.
You know, the more I'm speaking, brothers, the more I realize this is what the Lord is after. These are the overcomers, the ones in whose living Satan has no more ground, because the Lord is in everything.
Amen.
And Satan has no room to operate. Eventually, you just throw him out. What are you doing here? I'm looking for a place to hide. Sorry. So when he hits the ground, he's mad. He has a short time. Look, 3.5 years to be exact. We don't want to be around. We don't want to be the receivers. We want to be the throwers. Let the Lord in.
Amen.
And cut Satan out.
Amen.
Let the Lord in.
Amen.
And cut the enemy out.
Amen.
The Lord has, the enemy has too much time, too much room in your daily life. You need to let the Lord in.
Amen.
Everything. We can do this. I told you about that candidate. We can do this. He was giving his plan. He was telling the voters in the California recall. He says, we can do this. I voted for him. He lost. But I was thinking, that is a good... We, Christians, concerning God's purpose, we can do this.
Amen.
We can do this.
Amen.
Cast Satan out. We can do this.
Amen.
Bring the Lord back.
We can do this.
We can do this.
Amen.
Build up the body.
We can do this.
Bring the new Jerusalem down.
We can do this.
How? Let the Lord in.
Amen.
By calling on His name.
Amen.
By constantly speaking to Him. By enjoying His Word throughout the day. This is the secret. Keep speaking. Keep letting Him in. We had a song about living Christ. And there was a line, a few lines in that song. It said, I'll never forget this. Big things, small things, anything and all things, He's involved in all. I tell you, small things, like combing your hair. Big things, like taking a test. Anything and all things, He's involved in all.
Amen.
He's got all the room, and Satan has no room.
Amen.
Point three. This is to actually breathe, eat, and drink the Lord. He dispenses Himself more into us and mingles Himself more with us. And together with all His believers, we more and more begin to bear His glorious image. The bride will make herself ready. Will you let Him?
Amen.
How about it, saints?
Amen.
The bride needs to make herself ready.
Amen.
We can make history.
Amen.
And it's attainable.
Amen.
I'm not talking about something that just Saint Paul Bunyan could do. Little Saint Sister that's 4 feet tall can do it. Day by day, we can make real history. I'm going to stop. I want you to speak. You know another way to drink? Speak. Try it. Satan always wants you to shut up because he doesn't want you to drink. Speaking is drinking. Try it. And it's a twofold drinking. You get a drink. And the people that listen to you, they get a drink.
Amen.
Good situation.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dispensing.
Amen.
God wants this. When you speak, you feel so refreshed, joyful.
Amen.
It's historic.
Amen.
Oh, saints, it's not the big things. It's the little things. Let's spend some time now to speak.
Amen.
Actually, we've got about, almost a half hour. Who will be first? Stand up to speak.
Good.
Very good. How about some more people stand up?
Amen.
This is very good. Good. Now let us, I tell you, this is good. your speaking, it will be much better than mine. And it'll slay the enemy.
Amen.
And the more you speak, see, more and more are getting up. The more you speak, the more others are encouraged to speak.
Amen.
Let us speak. Let us let. Actually, your standing up is to let the Lord in.
Yes.
Now let us speak.